Fundamentals of Catalysis. Catalysis is a cornerstone of both industrial chemistry and biological processes. It involves the acceleration of chemical reactions through the use of catalysts, substances that increase the reaction rates without being consumed in the process. The study of catalysis encompasses a wide range of disciplines, including chemistry, biology, and engineering, reflecting its broad applicability and importance. Definition and general principles. A catalyst is a substance that increases the rate of a chemical reaction by providing an alternative reaction pathway with a lower activation energy. Activation energy is the energy barrier that must be overcome for a reaction to proceed. By lowering this barrier, catalysts enable reactions to occur more quickly or at lower temperatures, making them highly valuable in both industrial processes and natural systems. The key characteristics of a catalyst are reusability. Catalysts are not consumed in the reaction and can be recovered and reused. Selectivity. Catalysts can be highly selective, meaning they preferentially promote specific reactions or produce particular products. Activity. This refers to the efficiency of the catalyst in speeding up a reaction, often quantified by how quickly it converts reactants into products. Types of catalysis. Catalysis can be broadly classified into three main types, including homogeneous catalysis. In homogeneous catalysis, the catalyst and reactants are in the same phase, usually liquid. An example is the acid-catalyzed esterification reaction, where a strong acid, such as sulfuric acid, acts as a catalyst to convert alcohol and carboxylic acid into an ester and water. Because the catalyst is in the same phase as the reactants, it can interact directly and uniformly with all reactants, often leading to high selectivity and activity. Heterogeneous catalysis. Here, the catalyst is in a different phase from the reactants, commonly a solid catalyst interacting with gaseous or liquid reactants. An example is the catalytic converter used in automobiles, which employs solid platinum, palladium, or rhodium catalysts to convert harmful gases like carbon monoxide and nitrogen oxides into less harmful substances. Heterogeneous catalysis is widely used in industrial processes, including the Haber process for ammonia synthesis and the Fischer-Tropsch synthesis for converting carbon monoxide and hydrogen into hydrocarbons. Biocatalysis. Biocatalysts or enzymes are biological molecules that accelerate biochemical reactions. Enzymes are highly specific and efficient, operating under mild conditions of temperature. For instance, the enzyme amylase catalyzes the breakdown of starch into sugars in the human digestive system. Biocatalysis is increasingly used in industrial applications such as in the production of pharmaceuticals and biofuels. Catalytic mechanisms. Understanding the mechanism of a catalytic reaction involves several key steps. Absorption. In heterogeneous catalysis, reactant molecules are absorbed onto the surface of the catalyst. This process brings the reactants into close proximity and positions them in a way that facilitates the reaction. Absorption can be classified into physical absorption and chemical absorption. Reaction. Once absorbed, reactant molecules interact with each other or with the catalyst surface to form intermediate species. These intermediates often have lower activation energies compared to the original reactants, making the reaction proceed more readily. Desorption. After the reaction, the products are desorbed from the catalyst surface. This step is crucial for maintaining the catalyst activity as it frees up active sites for new reactant molecules to bind and be converted into products. Catalyst characteristics. Several important properties of catalysts determine their performance. Selectivity. Catalysts are often designed to promote specific reactions while avoiding side reactions. This selectivity is crucial in applications such as pharmaceutical synthesis, where the formation of a specific product is desired. Activity. The activity of a catalyst is a measure of how efficiently it converts reactants into products. Factors affecting activity include the nature of the active sites, the surface area of the catalyst, and the reaction conditions. Stability. Over time, catalysts can undergo deactivation due to various factors, such as poisoning, where impurities bind to the catalyst and block active sites, sintering, where the catalyst particles aggregate, reducing surface area, and thermal degradation. A stable catalyst maintains its activity and structure under operational conditions. Catalytic kinetics. Catalytic reactions are often studied in terms of their kinetics, which involves understanding how the rate of reaction depends on various factors. Rate law. The rate of a catalytic reaction can be expressed by a rate law that includes terms for the concentration of reactants and the catalyst. For example, in a simple catalytic reaction, the rate may be proportional to the concentration of the reactants raised to some power. Turnover number. This is a measure of how many reactant molecules a catalyst can convert into products before being deactivated. A high turnover number indicates a highly effective catalyst. Turnover frequency. Turnover frequency is the number of turnovers or conversions per unit time, providing an indication of how quickly the catalyst works. Catalyst poisoning and deactivation. Catalyst performance can be compromised by various forms of deactivation. Poisoning. Catalytic poisons are substances that can irreversibly bind to the catalyst and block its active sites, reducing its effectiveness. Common poisons include sulfur compounds in the case of metal catalyst. Deactivation. Over time, catalysts can lose their effectiveness due to structural changes, sintering, or accumulation of impurities. Regular regeneration or replacement of catalysts is often necessary to maintain efficiency in industrial processes. Industrial and environmental applications. Catalysis plays a vital role in many industrial processes. Petrochemical industry. Catalysts are used in processes such as catalytic cracking to break down large hydrocarbons into gasoline and other products, and in reforming processes to improve the quality of gasoline. Environmental technology. Catalytic converters in automobiles use catalysts to reduce harmful emissions such as carbon monoxide and nitrogen oxides. In environmental applications, catalysts are also used for air and water purification. Pharmaceutical industry. Catalysis is essential in the synthesis of complex pharmaceuticals, where highly selective catalysts can enable the production of specific compounds with high purity. In conclusion, catalysis is a fundamental and versatile process that underpins much of modern chemistry and industrial practice. By providing an alternative pathway with lower activation energy, catalysts enable reactions to occur more efficiently and selectively. Understanding the principles of catalysis, including the types of catalysis, catalytic mechanisms, and characteristics of catalysts, is crucial for advancing both scientific knowledge and practical applications. As research continues, innovations in catalysis promise to enhance industrial processes, improve environmental sustainability, and develop new technologies.